Good afternoon. This is the Pennebont FC audio boom sponsored by Acorn Recruitment, Southwest's leading recruitment agencies. I'm here with Rhys Griffiths, team manager of Pennebont FC. My name's Anthony Davis. Rhys, tough game of two halves. But the first half, I was looking for a little bit of fluidity from what seemed to be a good mix in your squad.
Yeah, we had a couple of injuries today, so we made changes. But the players that have come in, for, like Adam Carpenter, very capable players, and can probably count themselves lucky not to be playing previous week. So happy to make, you know, the changes we were happy with. Very strong side we put out. But I just thought the first half, we were a little bit lacklustre, played a little bit slow at times, maybe went backwards when we could have gone forwards. And to give Tom Pendrith some credit, you know, they made it difficult for us. So what was nice about today was we went in at half-time 1-0 up instead of 1-0 down, because the performance was probably similar to how we'd been in recent weeks, but the scoreline at half-time was more positive, so that was a positive.
Then second half, a lot of fluidity, a lot of movement, a lot of nice football.
Yeah, well, we went in half-time and we told them that, you know, we wanted to move it, play forward, you know, more and play, you know, quicker at times. And we also, and it's a quote from Alex Ferguson, but we were a bit bored at times watching it. I thought it was a little bit boring, and we wanted to excite, you know, the people watching, but also be excited to play and to watch our own team play. So second half, it was much more fluid, much more aggressive with and without the ball. And, you know, the likes of Cullen Kinsella, who first half was probably average for him, was brilliant second half, as an example. And yeah, we were much happy with the second half performance, and obviously four more goals showed that.
A couple of injury worries there, though, would you say, in the middle of midfield?
Yeah, well, there was what I thought was quite a nasty tackle. I didn't necessarily think it was a red card, but it was certainly a late and high challenge on James Sadler, so we'll have to see how that is. We've already got Owen Warlow injured, who's a big player for us. And Liam Walsh hasn't even kicked the ball yet for us this season. So a couple of niggles, but, you know, we have got a strong squad and it has to cope with it. It's part of football.
The scoreline, good for our goal difference?
Yeah, definitely. It's scoring goals is important. It could come down to that. Whatever we're fighting for could come down to that. So pleased to score the goals.
Okay, good afternoon. And that's the end of the... this version of the audio boom, sponsored by Acorn Recruitment, South Wales' leading recruitment agency. Thank you, Rhys.
Thank you.